The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember hearing many times on Trinity Sunday the story from St. Augustine when he was walking by the shore pondering the mystery of the Trinity. Have you heard that story? Most of you may have. He's walking on the shore pondering the mystery of the Trinity, and he comes upon this child who is very busy with a shell taking water from the ocean and pouring it into a hole he made in the sand. So St. Augustine asked him, what are you doing, son? And the child said, well, I'm trying to put the whole ocean into the hole I dug. And St. Augustine says, but don't you realize that is impossible? And then the child says to him, even more impossible is to put the Trinity inside your reason. Unfortunately, upon hearing this story, many of us came to the conclusion that St. Augustine is teaching us that you can't understand the Trinity, you can't reason it, so just accept it in faith and go on. And that is not what St. Augustine is trying to teach us. In fact, he wrote a whole treatise on the Trinity called De Trinitatis, which is one of the major treatises on the Trinity in the whole history of the church. So obviously, he didn't just think, well, I'm just going to give it up, accept it in faith, and go on. He pondered upon it and wrote the treatise. So what is he trying to tell us with the story of the child? He's trying to teach us that the mystery of the Trinity, we cannot put into our reason, but rather we need to open our hearts and our minds for the Lord to reveal it to us. And as he does, we will begin to understand, and then we will spend all eternity pondering and growing in understanding. It's like love. Can you reason love and say, okay, I'm going to just put it here and I'm going to explain it, what love is? You can try, you can begin, but you will never exhaust it. You will never put love into your brain and reason it all out. It is a mystery. God is love. And as we humbly open our minds and our hearts to the Lord, we grow in the knowledge of love. And then, yes, we do have to use our reason. But reason is at the service of what God is doing. Our reason doesn't produce the Trinity. It cannot enclose it, but it can ponder it with awe, with deep respect, and marvel at God. Now, some may wonder, isn't it really amazing and kind of difficult that we believe in one God? We're monotheists, we believe in one God, and yet we believe in three persons in one God. Isn't it easier to believe like the Jews that do not have a faith in the Trinity, or the Muslims? Why do we believe in the Trinity? Well, we believe in the Trinity because Jesus revealed this truth to us. Actually, the fact that it's so a big mystery, it's to me like a sign that it did not come from anybody's invention. Nobody in this world would have come up with something like that. God gave it to us, revealed to us the Trinity. Now, you know that the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible. It's just not there. The reality of the Trinity, though, is in the Bible. And it's actually in the Gospel today. But we have to watch carefully and see that. We see Jesus saying, everything that the Father has is mine. Mine whom? Is of the Son. Jesus is the Son. So everything of the Father is of the Son. And then he says, for this reason I told you that he who? The Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and declare it to you. So everything of the Father belongs also to Jesus, and he, the Holy Spirit, will reveal it to you. So that's how we get to know the Trinity. Jesus reveals it to us, and we cannot grasp it just by reading this gospel. We need to pray as we read, and then the Holy Spirit will help us grow in a relationship with the Son. And as we come to know the Son, and we are open to a relationship with the Son, we know that we have received the Holy Spirit, because no one can know the Son unless the Spirit has given this knowledge to us. And as we know the Son, we can cry out, Abba, Father. And we enter into this relationship with the Trinity. Even though we cannot explain it out, we enter through the experience of the knowledge of God. How blessed, therefore, we are for having received the Spirit. And I say, do not grow tired of pondering, like the Blessed Mother. She pondered all these things in her heart. Now, what is the reason why it's so important to know the Trinity? Well, the reason it's so important is because God created us to enter into this relationship with Jesus and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to know the Father. That's why we were created. So this is not something nice, like an additive, something else to know. This is the reality for which we were created, to know, to love, and to serve God. And the Lord will show us more and more who He is as we enter into a relationship, as we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who will teach us all things. And also because we are created in His image. And that means that we were created to be so united with Jesus that we too honor and love and give everything to the Father. And everything of the Father, as we're united with Jesus, also belongs to us. And we are also filled with the Holy Spirit. And because we're called to live this now here on earth. In fact, the family is meant to be an icon in earth of the Trinity. Different persons, mom and dad and the children, unique persons with different characteristics, and yet one family, each giving herself, himself to the other, hopefully giving themselves completely in love, thinking and caring for the family, sacrificing for the family. And so as they do that, as they enter more and more into love, the family becomes deeper and deeper in this unity of love, which makes them one. One in truth, one in love, and yet without losing their uniqueness, their own characteristics, each of the members. And this is the beauty of God's plan. The moment that we pretend in the family that we're all the same, there's no mom, there's no dad, it's all unisex, everything's the same, whether you're the father or the child, we destroy the work of God. In the other hand, the moment that we don't realize that we all have the same dignity, the same value, and we all need to honor one another, the moment that we lose that respect for the dignity of the person, whether it's the child or the father or the mother, we also lose the awareness of God's plan. So truly equal human beings in their dignity, and yet each with their own characteristics to complement each other and to build up each other in love. So as we ponder the Trinity, we ponder the gift of family and the unity in love that God meant us to be.